we are free.
That is the poignant and dramatic ending of the film Gladiator, starring Russell Crowe as the Spanish general Maximus, the Roman general, who becomes a slave and then becomes a gladiator and then fights against the evil of Imperial Rome. The scene there that is just played out is where a black African slave who's become one of the gladiator troop that's been fighting in the Colosseum is kneeling in some dirt and some sand in the middle of the Colosseum, and he holds in his hand two little figures that Maximus has been carrying around with him, representing his wife and his son, who have been cruelly crucified. And he carries them in his heart, and he's fighting in their memory, and to bring a sense of justice and to rid Rome of its injustices. Rome is now ruled by a young emperor who is perverted in his thinking and in his personal life, desperately longing for affection, having been denied it by his emperor father. But Maximus has the opportunity to take up the challenge, to take up the fight. And the film climaxes in the midst of the Colosseum, where the emperor wounds Maximus and then challenges him. Maximus has gained so much popularity in Rome and amongst the whole bread and circuses shows that the emperor's put on. But the emperor wounds him and then challenges Maximus to this fight. And so it seems to be loaded against him. But Maximus summons all his strength and fights and is able to slay the emperor. And in his dying words, he speaks out that the previous emperor, Marcus Aurelius, whom he has served, who has longed for a free Rome, he speaks out the challenge that Rome should now be free, that the prisoners should be set free, and Rome should be set course on its proper destiny. And these words and the whole scenario at the end has a very powerful resonance. And as I was reflecting last week, it seemed to chime in and to strike a chord so much with one of my favourite passages of from the Bible. Going back to the black slave, who has now become free, he actually says the words, "Now we are free." He says, "I will see you again, but not yet, not yet." And the "not yet" for me is extremely powerful. In John, in his first epistle, chapter 3, says, "Now are we the sons of God, but it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is." Now are we the sons of God. Now are we free, but it does not yet appear. In the film, Rome has been set free. Evil has been defeated. The black gladiator colleague of Maximus says, "I will see you again." He lives in that promise, but not yet. Not yet. And in his eyes, there is the burning passion of one who has been set free, and one who has a destiny, but one who is looking to yet carry out and fulfill the purposes for which Maximus has died. For me, that's a brilliant picture, a brilliant parable, and a way of describing what Jesus has done. When he has died on the cross, he is to be honoured, and one of the ways he's going to be honoured is through those he has set free, those he has redeemed, living in the not yet, with a passion in their eyes, not just for the destiny ahead of them, but to serve God's destiny on earth with all the power and grace that he gives.